Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Eileen Ellsworth. Welcome, Eileen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. Eileen has been the president of the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia since 2005. With $33 million in managed assets, the Community Foundation engages donors to help grow philanthropy in the region. During her past 7 years as president, now going on 8 years, Eileen has grown the foundation's discretionary grant-making levels from a low of $12,000 in 2005 to $464,000 in 2012. She created the Future Fund, a giving circle for young professionals in Northern Virginia, created the Loudoun Impact Fund for strategic philanthropic investments in Loudoun County, and created the Healthy Kids Grants to promote children's health and prevent childhood obesity, and also created the Innovation Fund to support programs that nurture inventiveness, creativity, and new design. So Eileen is here to talk about the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia. What is it, Eileen? What is the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia, and why does it exist?
Well, first and foremost, the Community Foundation, it's a 501c3 public charity, and it is a grant-making organization.
Okay.
So it exists for the primary purpose of supporting service-providing nonprofits, programs in schools, programs that are put on by faith-based organizations, primarily here in Northern Virginia, but grants from our donor-advised funds go across the entire nation.
So it's really an organization that helps disperse funds to other charities as opposed to conducting your own programs.
That's right. We're the organization that supports the service-providing organizations, that gives them grants to help further their missions.
Now, by implication, I assume that the Community Foundation serves all of Northern Virginia, but specifically, what community does it serve?
So our service area includes the counties of Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, and Arlington, and it also includes the cities of Alexandria, Falls Church, Fairfax, Manassas, and Manassas Park. So
all of Northern Virginia,
the way that the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, defines Northern Virginia, that's our service area.
Excellent. And you mentioned some of the things that it does, and I mentioned some of the things that you've enabled the foundation to do. Specifically, what kinds of support does it give to the community? How does it support the local community, the Northern Virginia community?
So I think one of our primary values is we help donors with their charitable giving. So let's start first with talking about how we help our donors. We actually help engage them in their philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we've done in the past several years is we've stood up and supported giving circles that are focused on a variety of philanthropic causes.
Okay.
One example of that is the Future Fund, which you mentioned when you were introducing me, Wayne. And the Future Fund is a giving circle for young professionals across all of Northern Virginia.
Okay.
So if you're in your 20s, it costs $200 to join. If you're in your 30s, it costs $300. If you're in your 40s, it costs $400 to join.
Uh-oh. It's going to be expensive for me.
And those membership dues get pooled for current year grant making.
Okay.
But the way that engages the members of the Future Fund is they are empowered to decide what cause they're going to support with grants from the fund, and to whom, exactly to whom, what organizations their grants are going to go. The first year they raised $54,000 for grant making.
Wow.
To organizations that were providing programs around youth leadership.
Sure.
The second year they were up and running, they raised $64,000 for grant making, and gave it out to nonprofits working in to help lift people out of homelessness.
I see. So the giving circle is something that allows you to pool funds.
Right.
Do the donors basically direct the funds to a specific charity, or do they sort of vote together and decide how the monies are going to be dispersed?
Yeah, they vote together and decide how the monies are going to be dispersed, which is what actually engages them in this work. You know, more and more donors aren't happy and aren't satisfied with simply writing a check.
Right.
Many donors these days want to really understand the organization that they're supporting, really understand the needs of the region so that they have a context for their giving. And And they're willing to sit at a table with other donors and learn from each other. So it's a kind of philanthropic giving that really engages donors in their own philanthropic giving, but does it in a community sense.
That's a wonderful way of, one, getting to know other people if you want to make donations and be charitably inclined, and two, find out more about other charities that you may not know about, in particularly in Northern Virginia.
And to find other, you know, like-minded donors. So it's a way, members of the Future Fund are having an absolute ball connecting with each other, learning about the needs of the region, and giving back at affordable levels to the causes that they care about. All the research shows that giving through giving circles actually ends up engaging donors in a very meaningful way. They end up giving more.
Right.
They end up giving more strategically, and they end up feeling more connected to their community. So the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia has really embraced that research, understood its impact, and is carrying forward with programs that help engage donors in this way. I think that's one of our primary values in the community today, is the way we can engage donors in their giving.
I think it's a valuable service that you're rendering to the community. You had mentioned donor advised funds. We've talked about that on the show in the past in terms of educating the listeners as to what different ways of giving to charity. But tell us again, what are donor advised funds? How do they work with the foundation?
So, in fact, most of our grant making comes from our donor advised funds. And these are funds that are established by individual donors or corporations, basically as an alternative to setting up their own private foundations.
Correct.
So if you start a private foundation, by golly, you've got to run one, you know? You have to file the annual 990.
990-PF. 990-PF. Which is even more difficult to file than other stuff that charities have to deal with.
It's onerous. You know, it's a difficult form. You have to convene a volunteer board of directors. You have to keep minutes of their meetings, and you have to comply with all of these various IRS rules and regulations around running a private foundation.
Absolutely.
Well, you really don't have to do that at all. You can go to your local community foundation, and you can set up a donor advised fund instead. And what that does for the donor is they get a current tax deduction for every dime they put into the donor advised fund.
Subject to limitations, of course.
Right. It's up to 50% of AGI because we're a 501c3 public charity.
Right.
But then they get to stay involved and engaged in making grants from that fund for years to come. I like to call it all of the fun of grant making, none of the work.
Yep. And there are limitations, but the limitations really are not that onerous on those that are making the contributions compared to the downside of having to run your own foundation. So you've identified a significant advantage of setting up a donor advised fund over conducting your own private foundation. What if you've got a private foundation? Can you convert it into a donor advised fund?
You can. In fact, we've had a couple of private foundation conversions happen in just the past 6 months. And what has happened in those instances is the donors originally established their private foundation thinking that they would be very engaged in it and get their children engaged in their philanthropy. And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. But just the amount of work, I don't think a lot of people are prepared on a family level for how much work it takes to run a private foundation. So they've simply closed down the corporation under the state corporation laws and rolled the corpus, the remaining corpus of the private foundation, into a donor advised fund at the community foundation.
That's a wonderful story. So those of you that have private foundations out there that you're tired of running, or your parents or grandparents set up, and you want to have an alternative so that you can still control where the monies go in terms of how they're being donated, you could convert the private foundation into a donor advised fund. So that is an alternative that's available. Now, we all know about there are other foundations out there that allow you to set up donor advised funds, like the Fidelity Charitable Gift Fund. Schwab has one. I think John Hancock has one. Why would I want to use the Community Foundation instead of, say, the Fidelity Charitable Gift Fund?
Because we know the local area. We understand the nonprofits in the region, and we actually commission and publish research data-driven studies on the critical needs of the region. And we publish the results for everyone to see and to share. So I think our value add and the best answer to that question, Wayne, is that we are local experts on the critical needs of the region and the way philanthropic dollars can have an impact in the region. I think that a lot of donors struggle with charitable giving.
I agree.
They're confused. Confused by the ever growing number of nonprofits, by the proliferation of nonprofits.
Everybody's soliciting you for dollars.
They are. They wonder if their giving has an impact,
right,
and makes a difference. They feel that they don't have enough information about the critical needs of the region to give a context to their giving, and they wonder how much is enough. And that's why the Community Foundation is preferential over a Fidelity or a Schwab. They can use us, and they do use us, like their charitable giving staff.
Right. Grant-making staff. You all understand the local needs and the local availability of charities and their competencies, I would imagine.
Well, we do regular due diligence on all of our local nonprofits. So we are looking at how they're managed, how financially sound they are, how impactful they are with their stated mission. And we can, because we understand that environment and the nonprofit community in the region, we can share all of that information with our donors. You're not going to get that from a Fidelity or a Schwab.
Nope. No, I don't think you will. If I wanted to set up a donor advised fund at the Community Foundation, how would I go about doing that?
Contact us. We sign a simple form agreement that in which you get to define how you want to give your dollars away from the donor advised fund. So it has a purpose clause that you can help us craft, that you can tell us how you want the grants to go. And once you sign that agreement and fund the fund, it's a simple matter of then commencing to recommend grants from the fund as your charitable inclinations dictate.
How do you invest the money?
We have a board level investment committee that is just excellent. And they meet quarterly to look at the performance of our funds and to make any adjustments that may be necessary to rebalance funds, et cetera. They do a terrific job of managing the money. And if you set up a donor advised fund that's in excess of $100,000, now it only costs $10,000 to set up any donor advised fund.
Okay.
But if your fund is in excess of $100,000, then we would permit you as the donor to come in with your existing wealth manager.
Wonderful.
And they would then manage the performance of the portfolio on the Community Foundation's behalf so that they don't lose that relationship, that piece of that relationship with their client. Their client obviously already trusts them. That's why they're using them for their fund management in the first place. So it's a win-win-win for everyone.
Yeah, I work with several advisors who are involved with you all, and I think it is a win-win because they get to continue managing the money in the way that's best suited for the particular donor, but the Community Foundation has control of the funds.
Oversees that. In fact, those third-party fund managers have to comply with parameters of an investment policy statement that we issue, but its parameters are very, very broad. It actually permits investments now in alternative investments up to 25% of the fund. So it's very competitive in terms of its approach.
Well, we're running short of time. One of my last questions was, what is your key funding priority from the discretionary funds that are not subject to the donor advised funds?
So, we also make grants from these discretionary funds that are not related to the donor advised funds, and the Community Foundation's board sets those priorities. So we mm-hmm. give those funds out in the areas of poverty relief, mm-hmm. education, child and youth development, health, mental health, and aging, and military personnel and their families.
Absolutely wonderful. So we're talking with Eileen Ellsworth, who is the president of the Community Foundation for Northern Virginia and has been so since 2005. Eileen, if people want to know more about the Community Foundation, how do they do that?
Go to cfnova.org. That's cfnova.org.
Thank you so much for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne. It was my pleasure.
And thanks for listening to Blueprint for Wealth, which is going to become a matter of law in a couple of weeks. My partners from Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman will come in and join me and start participating in the morphing of our show into a more educational program on all matters dealing with legal. And we invite you to tune in as my partners join me in the coming weeks ahead. So thank you for listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and thanks for continuing to listen to a matter of law. Have a wonderful week. See you next week.